The Caleb Jones blog, movie review for Rambo Last Blood, extended audio content. You know, I wait patiently for movies like this, and they feel so good to me. That's why I had to start off by saying how biased I am. I mean, like, in First Blood, when he's on the side of that mountain, and the helicopter's coming up, and the music's like, dun 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 dun. I mean, shit, this is like, this was my childhood in a nutshell, and has a great meaning for me, and I love this stuff. That's why I have to be super honest about my bias toward these things, about movies like Rambo and Rambo-type movies, you know, retreads and throwbacks from the 80s, back when movies used to actually be good, and back when alpha male behaviors and alpha males weren't demonized. What a wonderful time that was. My life is much better now than it was in the 80s, but the time back in the 80s was a much better time for so many reasons. Oh my God. Anyway, this particular movie, Last Blood, and the last Rambo movie, the 2008 Rambo movie, is Stallone purposely going back to the original character in First Blood. As I mentioned in the article, a character who is scarred from the Vietnam War. And what's interesting, if you're a younger guy, you will have very little context for this. But in the 1980s, most of the action movies, and I mean this, I mean most of the big action movies were spawned from America's experience in the Vietnam War, mid to late 60s to early 70s. So Rambo, Lethal Weapon, The Punisher, what else? Just about every Chuck Norris movie in the 80s. All of these movies, and not only action movies, but action TV shows of the 80s, were spawned out of the darkness that was America's experience in the Vietnam War. And that was the core of First Blood. First Blood was actually a novel. And in the novel, Rambo is a very bad person. And Rambo actually kills a bunch of people and dies at the end. And they had to change that slightly for the movie, of course, because I don't think that would fly. Matter of fact, I think they tried that in some of the test audience screenings for the first movie. And of course, people didn't like it. So you may notice that if you have never watched First Blood, you should. But if you have watched First Blood, you might think back and be surprised to learn that in First Blood, Rambo doesn't kill anybody. He literally kills no one. Now, in the second movie, he kills, you know, hundreds of people. But in the first movie, he does. Now, he wounds a lot of people. He fucks up a lot of people. One guy dies because of an accident. But Rambo doesn't kill anybody. Interesting. Now, in the second Rambo movie, Rambo 2, which was the caricature of Rambo and this funny character of the guy with no shirt on and the M60, and he's, you know, he's mowing down dudes and going, and, you know, throwing bombs and blowing up tanks with arrows and shit like that. The third one, too. Stallone has talked about in interviews and things like that, that Rambo 1 was the portrayal of the Vietnam vet. Rambo 2 was a fan, and this is really what it was a fantasy of how we Americans wished Vietnam went. up until then, that was the first war that America did not win. We did not win Vietnam. And that was the first time America had lost a war, really. And so it was kind of a blow. Now, these days we have, you know, 8 wars going on right now, and we're never really going to win any of them. We're just going to sit troops in there forever. So that, as I said, times are different now today. But back in the 70s and 80s, the macho area of the 80s, coming out of the 70s at the failure of the Vietnam War, that was a scar on the machismo man of the 80s. And that's why it was such a big topic back then. Now, let's shift gears and talk about Stallone for a minute. Sylvester Stallone in this movie, in real life, is 73. And I put a picture, at the Caleb Jones blog a few years ago, of Sylvester Stallone shirtless when he was 70 or 69. And he is more ripped than any ripped guy in his 20s you could find. He is doing an extraordinarily good job at aging very, very, very well. And I actually use a few celebrities, but he's the primary one, where every year I make a note of my age. And then I find a movie that had Sylvester Stallone, because he does pretty much a movie a year, even dumb ones. And I'll find a movie that he did when I am that age. So I'm 47. And so a while back, I found a movie that he did when he was my age. And I look at him very carefully, and I compare his face to my face to see how I'm doing. Sylvester Stallone, and a few other celebrities too, but Sylvester Stallone as a benchmark for how well I look in terms of how well I'm aging. That's how important he is as a role model. Now, will I make it? I don't know. Now, the good news is, by the time I'm 70, and I talk about this a lot when I do coaching with guys, by the time I'm 70, that's in, you know, 20 plus years, anti-aging technology will be far beyond what it is today. So it stands to reason that, by the time I'm 70, by the time you are 70, certainly if you're younger than me, you have the opportunity to look better and much younger than Stallone looks now in his 70s. So I should look better. And you should certainly look better if you're younger than me. There's no excuses, as long as you keep up the work. And yes, I'm sure there's some surgical stuff he's done to his face. Perfectly fine. He looks good. He is on human growth hormone and TRT. He's been on TRT for decades. I'm on TRT. I plan on going on human growth hormone either this year or early next. So I'm going to be doing all that stuff. But this is another example of alpha males aging well. And as I've talked about many times before, the alpha male 2.0, unlike the beta male or the alpha male 1.0, does not have the option of aging like shit, because the alpha male 2.0 will never be monogamous. And so the beta male and the alpha male 1.0s, those alpha male 1.0s who surrender to long-term monogamy, they can, in theory, not in reality, but in theory, in their own minds, get married and say, okay, good, I'm done. I'm done having sex with new women for the rest of my life now. Of course, that's not true with today's divorce rates. But anyway, that's what they think. So I can now start getting gray hair and wrinkles and get a big fat pot belly and start walking with a stoop and aging like shit, because it doesn't matter. The alpha male 2.0 doesn't have that option. Even if you get married like I am, you will still be having sex with other women and new women for the rest of your life, well into your 70s. So aging is a core part of this. Anti-aging, aging well as you age. You don't have to look perfect. You don't even have to look like Stallone. He's the ultimate example. But you have to look decent for your age. You have to be in the top 15% of your age if you're an older man over the age of 40. Very big topic that I discuss in other places, but it directly relates to why I get excited about watching Sylvester Stallone in his movies, particularly now in his 70s.